And we're going to turn now to a passage in John's Gospel, John chapter 17, and we're going to look at it very briefly together. So John 17, well, we're about a little over two-thirds of the way through John's Gospel at this point, and the preceding chapters, 13 to 16, we're in that intimate scene in an upper room, and we listen on as Jesus speaks at length to his closest friends, his disciples, about what is about to happen to him. There will be separation. There'll be suffering. There will be weeping before there is joy. And of course, he's talking about the cross. And then as we come into chapter 17, we listen in as Jesus speaks, not to his disciples, but to his heavenly Father in prayer. And as he prays about what must now happen to him, he begins by saying, "Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son, that your Son may glorify you." And then he goes on to pray specifically for his disciples who have heard his words and are about to be separated from him. And Jesus prays for their unity. He also prays for their protection. And then finally, he prays for all those who will believe in Jesus through their message. And this is therefore Jesus' prayer for us. And so we're going to listen to that prayer as we read these words, the last part of John chapter 17, reading verses 20 to 26. So this is Jesus speaking in prayer to his heavenly Father. He says, "My prayer is not for them," his disciples, "alone. I pray also for those who will believe in me through their message, that all of them may be one, Father, just as you are in me and I am in you. May they also be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me. I have given them the glory that you gave me, that they may be one, as we are one, I in them and you in me, so that they may be brought to complete unity. Then the world will know that you sent me and have loved them even as you have loved me. Father, I want those you have given me to be with me where I am and to see my glory, the glory you have given me because you loved me before the creation of the world. Righteous Father, though the world does not know you, I know you, and they know that you have sent me. I have made you known to them and will continue to make you known in order that the love you have for me may be in them and that I myself may be in them. Amen. And we ask that God would bless us as we consider the words of this prayer together. Now that's an interesting passage to read, or to read aloud. There are no long words. There are none of the difficult long names that we so often stumble on when we're reading the Bible. Instead, what we've found, what we've just heard, are a whole series of relatively simple, familiar words, combined, it seems, in lots of different ways. So it talks about belief and glory, about knowing and being known, being loved and sent, and lots of mentions of being one. And yet when we hear it all at once, it can almost seem like we're faced with a knot. There are all these different strands, but they're all tangled up together, and it might not be entirely obvious where we should begin. And you know, my children have this thing where you put a plate of food in front of them, and it might be that all the elements are well known and well loved, but if they're combined in an unfamiliar way, there is a hesitancy. The fork hovers and pokes without real commitment as they look for something safe to start with. And so what we're going to do, just very briefly as we look at these verses, is we're going to take things apart before we try and put them back together again, because this is not a confused prayer. All of it belongs together. But there may well be confusion on our side as we first look at it. Now, the first thread in this prayer that I want us to notice is the relationship between Jesus, who is saying the prayer, and the one that Jesus calls Father and who he addresses in prayer. And there is in this prayer a sense of intimacy, of closeness that is completely undisguised. Just picking out some of the phrases. He prays, Father, you are in me and I am in you. You gave me glory. You have sent me. You loved me before the creation of the world. I know you. And so this prayer is a witness to a bond that is secure, where there is closeness, where there is a sense of being on the same page, a oneness of purpose. There's no embarrassment or apology, no pretending, no manipulating, no withholding. It's a relationship that is rooted and established in love. And alongside that strand, there is in this prayer talk of the relationship between those who believe in Jesus. And Jesus prays that those who believe in Jesus may be one. And what he's talking about here is unity, not uniformity. We're dealing here with a community who may or may not have lots of things in common. And Jesus wants all those, however different they might be, all those who believe in him to be brought to complete unity. Which, of course, we know is not our present experience. And yet that is Jesus' prayer, that those who believe in him might enjoy him with one another. That, in fact, they might enjoy nothing less than the closeness and the oneness and that intimacy that Jesus himself enjoys with his Father. And then the third strand is the relationship between Jesus, who prays the prayer, and those who he is praying about, those who believe in him. And I think at this point, the knot is so tightly bound that we must abandon any hope of pulling out this thread and just take it all together. Jesus' prayer is that those who believe in him would know the love and know the oneness that Jesus knows with the Father. And Jesus' prayer is that those who believe in him would show the love and the oneness that Jesus knows with the Father. That the world looking on, in a sense, would see something of who Jesus is by seeing those who believe in him. His prayer is that those who believe in him would see the glory that the Father has given to the Son, and that they might receive and display that glory too. And so Jesus' prayer is not that he himself or that any one of us, anyone who believes in him, might stand there alone, self-sufficient and complete. Instead, it is that we would know God and make God known through relationship, through being in a community, in a family, in this thing that is brought together and held together in love. There's a sense in which we don't find God by ourselves. And there is a sense when we are brought to God, we are not left by ourselves either. And hopefully we start to join the dots between how this might fit with our own experience. Someone will tell us about God. Someone will show us something of God's love. Someone will welcome us as God welcomes us and makes concrete that love from God. And then we find ourselves brought into a web of relationships, a group of people who are not necessarily like us, or perhaps not even always easy to like, one-time strangers. And yet there is a bond there, and there is a shared posture before God. people who pray for us and will pray with us, who we find ourselves praying for. And in all this, it's God who makes the first move. It's an act of grace in sending his Son. And we're told the Son wants to bring us to where he is. And where is he? He is there in an unbroken friendship with God, where he sees and knows the glory, the majesty and beauty of God. And that together with Jesus, we are brought together with one another. And it's in that togetherness that we too might know and experience the love of God. Not as the same as one another, not always fully understanding one another, but seeing the beginning of Jesus' prayer being answered. God's will, as we've said, for our church to be a family brought together by God's grace and for his glory. And this morning, as we share together bread and wine, where in the upper room, it was Jesus who blessed the cup and the loaf, who broke them, who gave them. We remind ourselves and we remind one another that it is through Jesus that we are brought into a place where we can know that closeness, that oneness, that unbroken friendship with God. And we join that prayer that we too might enjoy and know complete unity and oneness with one another.